brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming out this week on PrisonPlanet.tv for our members, we're going to have an in-depth, exclusive interview with Aaron Russo, who literally was in bad shape a few weeks ago in Houston fighting cancer when we interviewed him. And he's had surgery again, and we need to pray for him. But he's gone further than he ever has, talking about how the Rockefellers tried to basically co-opt him and buy him off. And just, it's an incredible interview. That's going up. Also, video combined with the David Lynch interview. That's going up. A lot more for PrisonPlanet.tv members. Going back to David Stahl's final segment with the city manager down in the Houston suburb and also former police officer and the head of CorridorWatch.org, how do we not just go to your site and get educated? I mean, most of the counties have already joined. Do we lobby the other counties and cities in Texas that haven't joined? And give us the numbers on how many have joined and then how people support you guys.
Yeah, we have members now in 199 counties. That's an incredible number, 199 out of
And how many are there total in Texas?
There's 254. And, you know, some of those counties have a population, like Loving County is under 100 population, and we doubt that we'll get a member there. But 199 counties is incredible. We need to have more counties pass formal resolutions of opposing the corridor. There's well over 30 counties have done that now, about 36 counties. What we need to do is have people get involved, spread the word, involve others, demand that your government represents you. Call your elected officials at every level, from the city and the county, state officials, and demand that they represent you and your opinion. And you have to tell them what your opinion is for them to do that. If you don't communicate with them, you can't expect them to represent you.
Also, a lot of city council members, especially in middle-sized and small towns, but even in big ones, don't get a lot of email and correspondence. And so copy stories off Corridor Watch, off PrisonPlanet.com. Create a big email list of maybe five or six counties around you, two or three towns around you. Go in there, spend a few hours one night getting all the email addresses, and then every week fire out emails to their staff, to them, just so they're constantly hearing about the North American Union. Because we're social creatures, and most people haven't even heard of this. They're just, oh, it's a toll road, we need the money, and we're going to do it. And no, they need to get that over and over and over again. Isn't that important?
It is very important. As a matter of fact, another excellent tool, and we have listed by counties more and more information, but get a fax number. And send them a fax.
Well, they really look at those, yeah.
You know, that's a piece of paper. They're stuck with it. Send them a note, a fax. You write your note on something you've printed off a website and send it to them. Tell them this is something you're concerned about and get their attention. And you can also put stickers on your car and signs on your fence. Corridor Watch, we're a nonprofit corporation, and basically our only fundraising is through signs that we make available to
Yeah, people should go to the website and purchase some of those, CorridorWatch.org. And in closing, there are a list of these newspapers all over Texas and Oklahoma they just bought. We need everybody to get the list of those and just pick some that are in your area and write letters to the editor, see if they publish it, put it up on your website, send it to competing papers. You need to call that paper, call their editor and go, you know, you're owned by them now. And for those of you got money, play hardball. I'm going to put a billboard up if you guys start writing pro toll road stuff that you guys are owned by them. I mean, we got to get aggressive, folks. We got to put our money where our mouth is. Do you agree, David?
I agree. And the biggest sensitivity that those papers have are the people who place advertisements in the paper, the display ads. That's really the source of their money. Unlike the big papers, where they have no choice but to make a placement, in the local papers, it's a little bit different, and you can really hit them where it counts, talking to those advertisers as well.
All right. What about those that aren't on the internet? How do they get a hold of David Stahl?
You can drop us a line at CorridorWatch.org, and that's Fayetteville, Texas, 78940-5468. That's all it takes. CorridorWatch.org, Fayetteville, Texas. 789-040-5683.
Godspeed, David Stahl.
All right.
We appreciate you defending the Republic. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much.
Take care. We'll be right back.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to be opening up the phones here in just a few minutes. I'm going to have some other important announcements coming up. Important information you need to know. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Brian, Ralph, and others, we're going to get to you in a few minutes. Every day, literally, there are 4 or 5 articles I see where they go, hey, guess what? Those traffic cameras that we put up with federal grants are really going to be used to fight terror and crime, and we're putting them up in your neighborhoods, and microphones are being added. And this is all to fight Al-Qaeda and all crime, because all crime is terror under Section 802 of H.R. 3162, passed October 27, 2001, also known as the Patriot Act, the unpatriotic, the abominable act. So then they started announcing about 7 years ago, oh, we're going to use cell phones to triangulate and track you, and we're going to put up readers that track your cell phone by your name. It was already built in, of course, by law in 96 to be in place by 2001. And they started announcing in the last 3 years, oh, we're going to use it to help you now, and by the way, we're going to fight crime, and by the way, we're going to track everybody, and by the way, law enforcement's watching, and by the way, the emergency fusion management centers, the FEMA centers in all your towns and cities are going to have you live time. They'll type your name in, and your cell phone will pop up as a blip moving on the screen. And I've had police call me here and freak out, going, I work up here in North Dakota, and I thought you were a nut, and I work at the emergency management center here outside the city. And they just told us soon they're going to be installing new software that tracks the cell phones real time. And they were giving us a demonstration, and it was showing all these thousands of blips on the screen. You could zoom in on them. And yeah, it's Pentagon MIT designed. It's a prison grid. We're all going to be prisoners. We're pretty much there. Social workers are going to rob and rule over us. It's going to be, it's bad. It's bad now. It's going to, you think I'd make this stuff up? Again, do you just think DynCorp just lets me get on air and say they run child kidnapping rings? You think they just let me do that? You think big AM and FM stations just put me on? You know, now getting on 50,000 waters owned by major corporations? Because they got people that own them and run them that are mad, too. They're figuring out that they're not part of the elite. They're figuring out real evil's going on. And people hear this show, that's a lie. They type it into Google, and there's 500 mainstream news articles they never saw. That's all we're doing here is reporting the facts. People roll their eyes about how they put cancer viruses in many of the vaccines, and then you finally go research it, and you find all these articles out of India, out of Africa, major institutions, universities have done tests and found it in there, and powerful synthetic hormones that are very expensive to produce, found in all the UN vaccines that are just given to women because it wouldn't hurt a man to sterilize them. From in one case, it was almost 100 different manufacturers accidentally just had a powerful synthetic female hormone that would then sterilize the woman, because it was bound to the tetanus pathogen in the body, would cause an autoimmune response to that, bioweapons on our women. People go research that, and you find out it's true. I told you they weren't taking the mercury out of the vaccines. They increased it by 5 times. Now it's mainstream news. They're sick. They tell you, oh, it's safe. It's out of there now. First they said it wasn't bad for you. First they said it wasn't in there. Then they said it wasn't bad for you. Then they said they took it out, and then they increased it by 5 times. I mean, that's all we're doing here is reporting the facts. I mean, it's not hard. It's like I'm in a rowboat looking at the Titanic listing, you know, so this nose sticking out of the water about to break in two, and I'm going, look, it's a big ship sinking. And you're going, no, that's a porcupine. And we're out here in the North Atlantic with big ice-cold waves slapping the side of the rowboat. And I'm going, no, we're in the North Atlantic. That's the Titanic sinking. No, that's an Easter bunny. I mean, that's all we're doing here. Hey, the sun came up this morning. Deal with it. Just freaks me out, though. I just can't believe that human beings act like this. I cannot believe that people are so selfish and want power. But you see it every day in your life. You see local people who are scum. You see people who rule by intimidation and who are bullies and thugs. You see people who think they're going to get away with it forever. And all the bullies I've stood up to in my life, the stalkers that, you know, I've sued and they've ended up losing their jobs and, you know, because you start messing with me, I just go all out. And, you know, people that threaten me, I'll never forget, I told this story a few weeks ago. Access TV, managed by a city quasi-private conglomerate, non-governmental organization, started trying to shut down free speech. So I sued them and got some discovery and got their documents and stuff they wouldn't release in their minutes and found out where they openly said they were going to shut down free speech and basically make the channels private. And Time Warner was fluttering around in the background. And the chairman of the board was had done contracting work as one of their coaches for Time Warner, business coaches. And then all these little arrogant people, by the end of it, I'd be at the Telecommunications Commission or the City Council. One of them walked up and poked me in the chest and said, you want to fight? Let's fight right now. You're going to get it. You're going to go down. You better watch your back. And I said, that's it. I said, that's it. The gloves are coming off. You know, people shoot their mouths off about hiring private detectives, and they don't. I really did. And John Villarreal went to prison. He got, 40-something years in prison? Pled it down to, 10, so he'll just serve a couple years. But he's in Huntsville. He's in Huntsville. He's in the hardcore clink. And you enjoyed poking me, didn't you? I knew what you were. I could see right through you. I mean, everybody's got the sight. The discernment, you just don't know you have it. I guess some of you don't. But I don't ever go off my instincts and my discernment, only to a certain level. I always verify. I trust my instincts and my spirit, but I verify. And we know about the others, but they were defeated, and so I don't have the time to go make sure that every single one of them involved goes to prison. We didn't even get the kingpin, but we ran the kingpin off his kill. Now Time Warner's suing Access TV and suing the city, openly trying to shut it down. Lobbying at the legislature, they're shutting them down everywhere. Now they openly shut the show off, flip the sound off, and they point blank told Access TV, "Yeah, we know what's wrong with it. We're not going to fix it." Yeah, it's a lot more than that, because we're hurting them, and we're going to go on hurting them for the little people. I'm going to go on locking my jaws on their big fat belly and tearing their guts out. You see, because I don't care. That's not right to say. I care so much that I don't really care about myself. I'm so down the road on this, so past the point of no return, and I think you're noticing I'm getting more and more aggressive. And it's not because I'm confident. It's because I realize that's the example that needs to be shown, and that's what needs to be done. And again, that's just one little fight, though. But that's the birthplace of Access TV 34 years ago. It's just ongoing fights to keep those three channels on TV that they've even had Nielsen ratings on that hundreds of thousands of people watch a day. So the city said, "Hey, let us move the playback center over to Access Television." So they moved it over there, and then the city workers came in and laughed and didn't even hook it up, so they're having to manually play stuff on Access TV now. That's why it's dead air half the time. I mean, folks, it really wakes you up when you witness sabotage. It really wakes you up when you get people threatening you and telling you to watch your back and smiling like it scares you. You know what? You do scare me. Let me explain that. You don't scare me. You bring up things in me that make me scared of what I'll do to you. Do you understand that? And I'm just one person. But when we move together, we're unstoppable. There was some punk menacing me last night, and I was scared of what I would do to him. And what of the APD, plainclothes officer right behind him, would do to him. And the only thing I'm scared of is not being able to continue my work and fight evil. I am so tired of evil. I am so tired of bullies and thugs and scumbags. I want my friends to like me. I want to nurture people. I want to build things. I'm a farmer. And I just want to have a good life and see people grow up straight and strong. That's what makes me happy. And I guess I'm different from a lot of people. I know there's a lot of good folks out there, and I'm not even saying I'm a great person, but one of my good attributes is my whole life I give people the shirt off my back. I love to give. I know giving is better than receiving. People are like, "Why are you always giving us stuff? Why are you always buying everybody dinner? Why are you always..." One guy one time said, "You do that to show off." No, it's because I enjoy it. I like giving my videos out for free. I like giving of myself, because it feels good. And I don't understand how there are people who get off on the opposite. I mean, the few times I've been wicked in my life, in the respect of, I've been wicked in lots of ways, but in the respect of bullying, I was extremely embarrassed after it. I was extremely embarrassed. And I've always been a very aggressive, dominant person. In my whole life, people have always made the mistake of taking my kindness as weakness. But everybody knows it's the kind, nurturative, good people that are the strongest. And I just want to say what the founder of the Texas Rangers said, Bill McDonald: "No man in the wrong can stand up against a fella that's in the right and keeps on a-coming." And until my last breath, and I hope 60 years from now, maybe next month, till I draw my last breath, I'm going to live that.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations basic philosophy is both anti-American and pro-dictatorship? Did you know that the United Nations was founded by communist and Marxist members of the Council on Foreign Relations, whose goal is a socialistic one-world government? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Ted Anderson from Midas, January 29, 2007. Gold, 642, 10. Ounce gold coins are 663, 10. 333, 54 for half. 167.06 for quarter ounce coins at 663, 10. 333, 54 and 167.06. 1971, Nixon closes the gold window. Fiat currency, 1920s. The German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion. 1995, gold doubles against the Mexican peso. 1997, gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee. 1998, gold jumps 2/3 over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses 1/5 of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over half to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Barashev's report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold-oil relationship. You've lost half of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Welcome back. All right, let's go to some calls, and I'll actually read the article about the X-ray cameras to go up on light poles. Russia party barred from polls, Russia's biggest party. I mean, that's Putin, total dictatorship over there. Bunch of other news is important. But right now, Ralph in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead, Ralph.
Hey, what's happening, House? How you doing, man?
I'm doing okay. What's on your mind?
I just want to give you a comment. Just give you a shout-out, man, for what you're doing, man. You know what I'm saying? I just came back from Puerto Rico, man. I'm back home in New York, and I just want to tell you what's going on, man. You got National Guards in Puerto Rico patrolling the streets. You don't even have law enforcement. You mentioned that in one of your shows. That is martial law, man. It's here. You know what I'm saying? It started happening after I just went back to Puerto Rico on vacation to see family. It's like martial law out there.
It's under U.S. law and all the same rights, but none of it's followed. And now you go to San Antonio, this goes back 7 years, for Fiesta, and there's regular Air Force and Army MPs walking around with sidearms.
Exactly.
In downtown San Antonio, arresting people. They've just been slowly conditioning us. Boy, we're in deep trouble.
Yeah, man. But, I'm back home in New York. And I'm back in Harlem, and your name is mentioned a lot of the conferences happening, you know, here in the ghettos. You know what I'm saying? But I just got to give you a shout out, man. Yeah, you're the only person, man, that I got to take off my hat to, man. You know, you doing the work, and hell will people think what they say about you, man. I always see people, I always see your show, and people badmouth you a bad way. But me personally, man, I think you're doing the work, man, and keep it up, bro. That's what I got to say.
Well, thank
man.
You, and God bless you, my brother. Well, they do that, a lot of them, because they're cowards, and they don't like the fact that I'm demanding that people face themselves in the mirror and that people do the right thing and stand up like men and fight this thing. And then that people never want to hear about a threat. A lot of them don't. They don't want to hear about a job they got to do. But the alternative is total enslavement. And, folks, you've been spoiled rotten. You've lived in freedom. Slavery is not pretty. Let's go ahead and talk to Larry. And where are you calling from, Larry?
Mount Shasta, California.
Welcome, sir.
Thank you. Hey, Mr. Jones, I don't hear nobody bad-mouthing you around where I'm at. Everybody that I am friends with, man, they totally think you're one of the greatest patriotic Americans speaking the truth that's anywhere.
Well, I don't think I'm one of the greatest, but I know I'm one of the most committed.
Well, you're my only source of news info, believe me. And I just like to say, you know, my father, he spent 27 years in the United States Army, and I only seen the guy 2 weeks out of my life. And when I was growing up and all the kids would talk about what them and their dads did that weekend, I would ask my mother and my sister about my father, and they would tell me, well, he's in the United States Army. He's keeping America free. And I'd ask, and they'd say, yeah, he's fighting the communists over in Russia and around the world so that they can't just, you know, in Russia they can just take you to jail without charging you. They can open your mail and tap your phone. But he's keeping America free where this kind of stuff can't happen. Now I turn on the news, man, and it's like they're tapping the phones. They're torturing people in the Middle East. They're dropping bombs with uranium.
They're reading U.S. citizens' mail.
Yeah, hey, man, totally. And I will tell you that these guys are fascists. And anybody that supports him is a fascist. And we are not going to bow down. We are not going to bow down.
And they're going to do what bullies always do, my brother. I can hear the love and the passion and the power in your voice. And I want to tell you something. They do what thugs always do and bullies always do at the local level and at the national level. They always push and they push and they push and they push. And a lot of us aren't going to make it through these times that are coming. But in the end, these, from the lowest bureaucrats that were involved with this to the highest, they're going to prison. And I want them to know. I'm sorry, go ahead.
What are the signs when it's time to literally head for the hills? I mean literally head deep into the hills. When is that sign?
You don't want it to get to that. The federal government, criminal elements will nuke cities or release a bioweapon or probably both at the same time. Then they'll let things run rampant for 6 months to a year, total breakdown, starvation's their main plan. If they decide to go with that, then they'll come in and restore order. But that probably comes after the next attack. They need another one to fully get us under the grid, and the grid's to wall us off. You won't be able to really get to the hills unless you're already near the hills, because they'll just set up troops that'll open fire on you as you try to leave. There'll be Mexican and other foreign troop contingents, which are now be the majority of our military, 20% already of the ground force. That's Army in Iraq's illegal alien. And it's hell on earth, brother. It's hell on earth.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. And understand, folks, you don't defeat the New World Order fighting with the troops. Try to avoid them. Be like a porcupine. Defend yourself if you have to. They want us to wipe out the first waves, okay? They actually want us to wipe out the police and the military. So just stay away from the fools unless you're forced to.
We're
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625. We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
I found this company online, and they have this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
You think that you're so smart.
up! Wake up! Wake up! Thank you for joining us. I'll try to jam in some calls. I was about to go to Daryl in the UK. He just hung up, so we'll go to Doug, Graham, and many others that are patiently holding. I said I'd get to this, so let me just cover it right now, and then one other little item. X-ray cameras planned for lampposts. Now, whatever happens in the UK is happening here. And first it was four airports, and then five, and now they're testing them in 15. And then last time I heard it was going to be in most major international airports. Which, how many do we have in this country? 20 or 30? I don't know. And it's where you walk through, and you're totally naked, and you're wearing clothes, but it scans right down to your skin, right down to the pores. It's like the vision is better than human vision. It shows the contours of your skin. And they record it onto a hard drive, your naked body. Well, these systems, it's high-powered radio waves. It's kind of like sonar or radar. They're both sound waves. It just zaps out at high power, hitting you, and they look right through your clothes. Sounds like freedom to me, doesn't it, you? Almost as much freedom as cameras in the school showers in Tennessee, as reported by the local news. X-ray cameras planned for lampposts. This is London Telegraph today. Airport-style X-ray cameras with see-through clothes could be installed on street lampposts in a bid to combat terrorism. Ah, yes, it has claimed last night. The measure was suggested in a memo sent last week to one of Tony Blair's working groups at the Cabinet Office. The Sun newspaper reported the move comes amid growing concern about Britain's surveillance society. Now, there were 4 million-plus cameras in London, and there were over 60 million in the entire country. That's almost one for every person. That's government surveillance cameras. And like Chicago now, they make businesses have them. They've been hooked into police systems, so they make you pay for it as indentured servitude. And didn't stop London bombings. In fact, you'll notice the places that have all the cameras and all the police in black masks running around keeping you safe are actually the places that have the terrorism. That's because their bosses are carrying out the terrorism. Real simple equation. They do it to make you go along with it. And they failed eight times now to bring in a national ID card in England, so now they're calling it the immigrant card, but it's really for everybody. Kind of the trick they're doing here with the North American Union worker ID amnesty program, guest worker program ID, but you read it's what they've already standardized with a 50-state driver's license and four or five protectorates. It's really a federal ID, and it's the same thing the illegals will get being legalized. So it's a North American Union ID card, national ID card, regional ID card. The Home Office memo to Prime Minister, the criminal MI5 agent, Working Group on Security, Crime and Justice reported, said street furniture could routinely house detection systems that could indicate the likely presence of a gun, for example. The government is increasingly finding new ways of using street furniture for security. Architectural security improvements have been designed carefully on the basis of specific architectural advice to improve security measures in a widespread way, the Cabinet Office admitted last week. But they allow illegals unlimited. Every night, every day, when the trains come in out of the tunnel, they allow them to jump on the trains. In fact, it even came out in major, ITN television, BBC, that they even leave, for some reason, open containers for the illegals to climb into out of France, mainly from the Muslim nations, but also Eastern Europe and Africa. And even a lot of Latin Americans that have gotten into France. And the Red Cross, International Red Cross, Committee on the Red Cross, is one of the oldest intelligence agencies in the world, because they can go anywhere, anytime, even in the worst war zones. They were a lot interested in Fallujah. They set up a giant facility they built about 10 years ago. It's a huge staging facility with thousands of beds, and they feed them, they give them advice, and then they openly load in front of French police on the train, and then just every day thousands pour into Britain. But the people are going to have to walk around having their clothes being scanned on the street. I remember watching an ITN piece. That was in 2001, actually, when I first saw one of them. And it showed the trains coming in, and it showed literally hundreds of people jumping off and cheering and running right past the police who were told to stand down. You talk about a completely open society where they're trying to flood that country and bring down its sovereignty by homogenization. There it is right there for you. Nothing to do with security. Everything to do with tyranny. Again, we're going to go to Doug and others here in just a moment. But before I do that, I owe a brief comment to this because I had people last night at the Book People event. A few of them asked me about it. I guess three or four asked me about it. And I had people walk up to me at a restaurant we went to afterwards to ask me about it. And so I'll talk about it right now. About 2 weeks ago, before I, what was that, January 11th, that Thursday before I left town for a well-deserved, it was an energizing week-long vacation with my family, my wife, children, my parents, down on the Texas coast. Even cold weather is great. Before I left, lashed out at an individual who has just done uncountable things to myself and others that are near and dear to me and others that I don't even know that I've now heard about. And I had really bad allergies at the time. I had a really bad headache. I had it for 2 weeks, as I was telling you, and I was really irritable. And I was just normally would have the control not to give attention to a parasite. Because when you're 100 times bigger conservatively, just in one aspect of internet streaming, than someone, that's just pointless. You know, you defend yourself, it turns into being a blessing for them. But I'm just getting to the point where I just don't care. And again, for stations out there that call me and ask, what are we talking about, our listeners that do, if you don't know about it, it's a distraction, it's a diversion. Other than the fact that locally, you know, the house has to be cleaned up. And finally, enough is enough. You know, there's a lot of dragons I'd like to fight, but I can't fight them all. And I've learned that. But this individual got on local radio and just whole cloth made up a terrible accusation about me that endangered myself and my family. I've always been honest about it. It's about honesty on this show. I don't even smoke marijuana. I've smoked it before. Never really liked it. It's kind of depressing for me. You know, the times I smoked it in high school. Haven't smoked it since I was 17. And I've been at a lot of events. So much marijuana is smoked in Austin, Texas, that you'll be at an outdoor restaurant with police walking by, and people are smoking off one-hitters. Okay, so I've been at an outdoor, you know, restaurant bar, and, you know, there's well-known personalities here in town smoking pot. And everybody knows I don't smoke it, I don't like it. I don't use any illegal drugs. Tylenol's about as heavy as I get, or maybe Sudafed, when I've got allergies. I do drink, and for years, I'd go like 6-7 years not drinking, and then I'd drink some, and then, quite frankly, I've need to just not drink any, because I'll just drink one beer, and then it's 5 beers. That's about the extent of my crimes, and so I like cigarettes. Over the years, I go on and off of them. Been smoking cigarettes since I was 12 years old, hiding in the woods with my buddy who stole a pack from his mama. Killed my grandfather and my grandmother, my father's parents. I'm a total idiot. But that's it. You know, I'm an honest guy. I don't appreciate somebody getting on air, whole cloth lying, and saying that about me when that could send the police to my house. So I went on air just for people that knew who I was talking about, and I said, this local guy who poses, the individual also over the years in front of witnesses acts like he was my boss when he's not even associated with me, and then would get contributions off my back when I don't even ask for contributions. I made the joke, I might as well, a couple times I have, just because I'm saying if other people are going to do it in my name, I might as well. We could do a lot more. And so I said some things back. Then I left town, and I came back, and I gave my lawyer the tape. My lawyer said, yeah, you got these affidavits. People called and had this interpretation of what was said. We could do something. It'll cost this much. You know, I'll do it at cost. Family lawyer, good friend. Sister went to school with his child. My parents vacation with him. About the most high-powered lawyer in Austin. You know, their family actually owns a 20-something story built downtown, 20-something story building. He's a lawyer that made the ADL take a bunch of lies about me off their website. They left one of them up there because they claimed they could defend it. So I threatened to sue them, and I was going to sue them. They did take it down. But, you know, and then I started thinking about the country. I said, you know, I need to make this film about the North American Union and the global master plan. I need to get to work. I could, you know, the time I could do this, I could do hundreds of radio interviews and reach millions of people and do my own show and, you know, do better in business so I can pay my employees better. You know, that's my goal because I want to feel good. I want to take care of people. And so I was actually on the border. People are calling me, what are you going to do? And I go, I don't know. I may not do anything. I said I would, but in wrath, but I may not. And then I'm like, I probably should. And then I listened and I heard more little snipes about this network, more little the same stuff. And then some of the locals got sick of it, and they did something on their own, taking this individual off some of the micros. And this individual, in front of witnesses, said that because this other great patriot who's just selflessly done things. I mean, this individual put in a T1 for us and charges us the cost of it. He does it for everybody else. He's just a good person. Very quiet, tall, strong guy, family man. And I have discernment. I could sense, you know, his strength. But bullies don't. They see it as weakness. Got to watch the quiet guy, folks. And then this individual, this good quiet man who had no criminal record, who ran huge computers for huge corporations, systems, just a computer expert. And I've had a lot of other computer experts say, yeah, he really knows the backbones, information, and code. This individual just simply tried to move out of a house that was in association with this other individual because he knew that the landlord was feeding this individual all this info about him. And he just wanted to have privacy and get away from this individual and not work for him and phase it out. And then he heard from two different witnesses how this individual said he was just going to call the police on him. And you ask why? Well, this individual who had no criminal record until a couple years ago got in with some of the hyper-patriots who said when you get pulled over at a checkpoint, don't show them your driver's license, don't comply with anything. And he didn't get a resisting arrest. He got a failure to ID, and he got, what was the other thing? He got a failure to ID, and he also got a... interfering with a police officer's duties, Class B misdemeanor. And he went to court and he saw the state law that they did drop the failure to ID, but they were still with the other stack charge. He knew that really wasn't proper. And he saw he was being railroaded, so he just said, I've had enough. See, people should see that as an indicator. This guy could have gone and just pled and paid a few hundred bucks and got out of it. No, he just went ahead and said, fine, they come arrest me and I got to spend 6 weeks in jail and pay thousands. I don't care. I'm not going to be part of this. He didn't want to be pushed. Well, this other individual who he'd done all these things for, and literally built everything he did. Literally everything. The other person just sits around shooting her mouth off being a big shot. This individual, this patriot, this wonderful family man, this quiet person, this good person, this person who really loves this country, owned the domain names of this fool's site, owned the equipment. It was really his. And he was cornered with police coming to his house where his little babies live. And what does that bully expect to happen when your carpet-bagging butt tries to corner a Texan or any other American? What do you think would happen? And I fully expect that scumbag to continue his trash. And so, the escalation of it. Fine. I take on Dyncorp and Halliburton. I take on the New World Order, and so do these other people, and we're in this movement because we're not slaves, and we're not going to be pushed around, and we're not going to be bashed. And I was shocked by the response of the good man, but I understood it. But it was like the nuclear option. But it was all his. And the bully had never even taken time out to notice that. And I fully expect the snitch to concoct more things to go after people. And so that's phase three, is to take off the gloves. Because here I am, not in a glass house. And here I am, literally with a nose as clean as a whistle. With no skeletons in my closet. Oh, I'm an open book. And you got somebody who's got as many skeletons, as I said a few weeks ago, as there would be in a mausoleum the size of a of the Mall of America. And so, just like all the others, God's on our side, folks, like all the others and all the others, it's all in God's hands, it's all God's will, and I have total faith and know that either the individual will fade away or they will escalate and it'll just be unbelievable. It'll just be unbelievable. And so that's it. I'm sorry for stations not even knowing what I'm talking about. It's just, you know, the government's corrupt. The media's corrupt. That doesn't mean everybody in this movement is good either. And it doesn't mean, that's why I always say trust but verify, as Ronald Reagan said. Don't believe everything I say. Check out and vet the things I say. I mean, how dare someone try to sick the police on a family and small children? You get everything you deserve. Look in the mirror. It's all your fault.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
You know, I look to my ancestors and I look to my progeny ahead. I had family at the Alamo, San Jacinto. I had family on the Mayflower. I had my ancestors at every level of the Revolutionary War. And I'm not half the man they were, but I'm going to at least try to live up to that standard. I wasn't born in as harsh a world or as tough a world, so I can't be the man they were. But at least I can have the courage they had. And I hope all of you will try to have courage and do the right thing in your lives and stand up to bullies everywhere. Let's go to Grimm in Brooklyn. Thanks for holding, Grimm. You're on the air worldwide.
Alex.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I do.
Oh, I'm in the Bronx, not Brooklyn.
Okay, I apologize.
It's okay. Everybody in New York likes you. The only people who don't like you are people who never heard of you. That's everybody in New York. But what I really wanted to call that was Chuck Schumer. I remember I heard a phone call a show you had about Chuck Schumer, and he was making...
Laughing and celebrating on the night of 9/11 at the Capitol, and Daschle came over and grabbed him by the arms and told him, stop it, stop it, stop it. And I was taping it, and it's in somewhere in thousands of tapes, and I never got it.
So that's out there somewhere, though, right?
I saw it as God is my witness.
Okay, I wanted to clarify on that. And also, I have some music recommendations. I hear you ever heard of Lauryn Hill?
I've heard the name. I don't really place
it. She has the best songs ever. It's MTV Unplugged. She has like the song called Freedom Time, another song called Rebel, and another song called I Get Out. These songs are like exactly your format, exactly like should be coming on, like, you know, as your show goes off or as your show comes on. They're beautiful songs. I'll post the lyrics. I'll email you the lyrics if you want. They're really good. I just wanted to tell you that because, I just wanted to say it.
Thank you, and God bless you. Arden, Kansas, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
You know, this brownback that's running for president's got to be as sick as Bush. He's claiming that road in Texas is just somebody's imagination, and he's got all the Kansas highway officials.
By the way, CNN and MSNBC, I was watching both of them briefly this weekend. They listed the six Republicans running and didn't mention Ron Paul.
No.
Wildly popular, a congressman, a Vietnam veteran. Again, there's your control.
But he's got the highway officials here agreeing with him that road is just an imagination.
Yeah, they're openly building it. It's publicly announced. But every time you call Congress, they'll say it doesn't exist.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the butt pack of liars.
I know. And he's aligned with all the neocons and the Zionists and the whole damn bunch.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call, Art. Mark in Texas. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, hi, Alex.
Hello, sir.
Yes. I have never harassed you, and I think only good thoughts about you.
I know. You told him you kind of disagree with something about the rapture or something. Go ahead and make your point. We got a minute and a half.
Okay, real good. All throughout Scripture, evil is symbolized by a serpent until we come to Revelation 12. And then with the advent of a special woman that Jesus was obviously not jealous of because he gave her in a vision to his servant John, the serpent then, for fear of its destruction, becomes swelled up into a great red dragon. And I don't know of anyone who would think that we're not living in the era of the great red dragon, because we're being, as American Christians, attacked by an avalanche of mistakes. And so that means...
Well, I'll tell you what, call me back tomorrow earlier in the show, and I have open phones tomorrow. I promise I'll give you more time. We're out of time. Don in Texas, last caller. Go ahead. Come on up, Don.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
You've heard of Janet Karpinski?
Yes, I've interviewed her.
You've interviewed her? Well, I was wanting to point out, I know you somewhat are opposed to this, but the Israeli involvement in all the attacks on the Middle East from the very beginning, and also the trench, you know, in where they buried 20,000 people alive.
You know, I've never said Israel isn't involved in setting a lot of policy in the Middle East.
Well, I mean, you try to be reasonable about it, and I am too, but a lot of people don't realize the goal of the whole program apparently is to weaken and destroy all the people around the periphery of Israel.
I hear you. We're out of time. God bless you all.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.